Oh, I am a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. And for this Yankee nation, I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again, I only wish we'd won. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I hate the Yankee nation and everything they do. I hate the Declaration of Independence too. I hate the glorious Union, 'tis dripping with our blood. I hate the striped banner, I fit it all I could. I rode with Robert E. Lee for 3 years thereabout. Got wounded in 4 places and I starved at Point Lookout. I caught the rheumatism, a camping in the snow. But I killed a chance of Yankees and I'd like to kill some more. 300,000 Yankees is stiff in southern dust. We got 300,000 before they conquered us. They died of southern fever and southern steel and shot. I wish they were 3 million instead of what we got. I can't take up my musket and fight them now no more. But I ain't gonna love them, now that is certain sure. And I don't want no pardon for what I was and am. I won't be reconstructed and I do not give a damn. Oh, I am a good old rebel, now that's just what I am. For this Yankee nation, I do not give a damn. I'm glad I fought again, I only wish we'd won. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done. I ain't asked any pardon for anything I've done.
Hello, friends and countrymen. This is your host, Colonel Bryce of CSA2 and SIA, Southern Independence Association. Now, when I started this podcast, I wanted it to be primarily about things that happened during the war between the states. And as it has progressed, as time has passed, I have found that there are more and more things happening now that affect the southern people just as much. And we must come together as a southern people with a distinct identity that is very different than the rest of the nation. Though we can see eye to eye with many of the people in the rest of the nation. Right now we are facing things that our forefathers faced in 1860 and 61. We're facing tyrannical federal governments, overreaching presidency, and the threat of imminent invasion by that tyrannical federal government. Now, with all the advances in artificial intelligence, all the advances that they're making with robotics, you see cars that completely drive themselves. You see robots doing human jobs. Now just think of this. What happens when these self-driving cars are filled with robots? What happens when the police force becomes robotic? You're not going to be able to get any sympathy or empathy from a robot. We've seen over and over in the last months these stories about robots wanting to rebel against humanity. We have seen robots dodging and ducking questions. Now, for a people who want control of everything, I don't put it past them to roboticize a police force and then imprison anybody who doesn't think like them. And my listeners, that's us. My Southern patriots, that's us. The people who are offended by statues being taken down. The people who are offended by the wholesale assault on their history and heritage. The people who are offended by the attacks on their ancestors. We must band together. Now, there will be a Southern Assembly in Lawrence, Kansas, August of 2024. And I hope to see you all there. There will be a protest at Washington and Lee University in Lexington, Kentucky on the 31st of this month. I hope to see you all there. Because if we cannot unite against a human threat, how are we going to unite and resist the threat posed by this artificial intelligence and these robots? Because you know as well as I do, the government seeks nothing more than control over the people. The government institutionalizes the children from 5 years old until they leave college, over a quarter of their lives. Now, we all know that life is very short and life is very precious. But when we give our children to an educational institution for a quarter of their lives and then complain when they come out with the strange ideas that the government is promoting, that's no one's fault but our own. The government wants complete, total, and utter control over its people. A lot of people say the Constitution is a divinely inspired, perfect document. I'd have to disagree. The Bill of Rights is a perfect document. The first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution. And then the amendment banning slavery. The 13th, I believe. Those, I would say, are divinely inspired. The Constitution set up what we have now. And we now see that the anti-federalists were right in their arguments against the Constitution, because the Constitution set the stage for a strong tyrannical federal government. It set the stage for the federal police bureaus, the FBI, the ATF, the IRS. They set the stage for taxation without representation. They set the stage for the oligarchy that controls the United States as we speak. The saying, there's a big club and we are not in it, George Carlin used to say that, is true. But you must also remember, we have about 1,000 people in government. We have a military of 900,000 people. So the government has a bodyguard of about 1 million people. The government is 1,000 people. And we are 399 million subjects of these few people. They have kept our organizations fractured, spread apart, leaderless. Well, there's petty chieftains here and there, little warlords who don't work together. We are trying to change that in the next year. We are trying to change that now. We are trying to get our organizations together. A lot of times the SCV blocks that, the Executive Council. They don't want anybody encroaching on their little territory. And while I do not like this, I still would ask them to work with us. Because the hour is late. We're at the bottom of the ninth, people. We're in the fourth quarter with 2 minutes to spare. And there ain't much that can be done. But if we work together, all our Southern organizations, and even other people, outside of the South, if we can work together with them, because the threat that faces us is dire. I don't like to be all doom and gloom. I like to bring people happiness. I like to make people laugh. I like to talk on my podcast about what we can do, what our Southern ancestors did. I like to speak of their honor, their gentlemanly aspects, the campaigns they fought, the battles they won, the character and inherent morality of these men, and what they fought against. But we are seeing such a stark repeat of those dark days. I wouldn't say it's terrifying, but I would say it is frightening. And what we are up against today is a soulless and merciless enemy. An enemy to everything that we hold near and dear. We thought socialism was just the only problem. We thought Hillary Clinton was just the only problem. We thought that H.W. Bush was the problem. We thought that Bill Clinton was the problem. We thought Obama was the problem. The problem is the people above them who pull the strings. The problem is that nobody is trying to stop the corporations from producing this artificial intelligence, from creating more robots. The people are not trying to stop them from creating robots of war. Because these robots of war, while they try and promote them as a gun pointing to the enemy, is really a gun held to the head of the people. Our representative republic is not working. And while we can't elect people at local levels to defend local communities, we have lost at the national level. That man you call your savior, he's not your savior. He's one of them. Just as much as Joe Biden is. So focus on your local elections. Run your people on an anti-federalist ticket. The anti-federalist party is back. Form militias. Go out and learn basic maneuvers, basic combat formations, you know, field medicine, land navigation. Learn to move with your buddies that you go out shooting with. Learn how to move. Learn how not to shoot your buddy in the foot. Simulate contact. Go paintballing. Get a field. Rent a group. Make sure it's your people. And don't treat it as a game. Treat it as real life and do that every weekend. We used to do it in New Mexico. One of our men had a paintball field, and we would go out there and train and train and train. That's what type of days we have entered upon. Where you must train, or you must be prepared. And while you're doing this, you have to be out there fighting. You have to be out there in the streets protesting the taking down of the statues, the protesting of the removal of Traveler's Headstone. No longer can you sit back and watch and complain on computers. It's too far to drive. It's too far to do this or that. I drive across the country yearly. I know a lot of people have jobs that won't allow them to. Well, at least make one event a year. because you get vacation time. Use that vacation time for something that's important, something that you stand for. Your Southern ancestors in the war for Southern independence, they weren't worried about their job. They were worried about their family, their homes, and a tyrannical federal government. They were worried about what was going to happen to their children. So they left farm, they left shop, they left field and plow. And they went out there and fought. If we can't even go to an event to protest the removal of a statue, then we don't even deserve to use the name of our ancestors to hide behind it like so many do. I've been told over and over again, stand down, stand back, hold the line, this, that, or the other. And it's a shame that people who would say things like that will still ride on the exploits of their ancestors. They will ride their coattails into death and not do anything but hold the line and stand back. We must protest, we must march, and we must defend the good name of our ancestors, because other people are not. Museums are great, but there's a museum in every city. One of my favorite museums is the museum in Greenville. It's a house in Greenville, South Carolina. Small house, but they have many, many artifacts. They have a wonderful staff and a wonderful museum. And it's right down the road from Traveler's Rest, where Dixie Republic is. That is enough of a museum. For the price of the big museum, you could have 20 of those small ones in different states. Wouldn't that do more for our cause? For the price of a big museum, we could have had 40 or 50 statues put back up. And believe me, I know. Because I went to the past commander-in-chief, division commander of Tennessee, and others, and told them, I can get us 6-foot-tall marble statues or bronze for $8,000. And it would cost about $3,000 to ship them. We could have been putting up statues left and right, but we don't. So now it's time for all the organizations to come together in the Southern Assembly and decide how we are going to move forward together. Because there are thousands of us, tens of thousands of us across the country. Not everybody belongs to one group. There's many groups. We need delegates from all the groups. We need Southern people to show up and be represented in Lawrence, Kansas. We need Southern people to show up and be represented in Lexington, Virginia, at Washington and Lee University, where they removed Traveler's grave marker, where they removed Traveler's plaque. We need to show up. We are not showing up because we are too comfortable. And I will say again, many of the men who went off and fought in 1861 were comfortable. They weren't poor. They weren't bums. They weren't vagabonds. They weren't outlaws. While some of them were, the majority of them were men who were comfortable. They had a life. They had a family. They could have stayed home, but they didn't. They picked up rifles and risked life and limb. How can you call yourself a descendant of a Confederate veteran and not even go to a protest because something might happen? You might get shot. You might get yelled at. You might get things thrown at you. You might lose your job. Our ancestors didn't use those excuses. They saddled up and armed up. They rode out. And they did what they needed to do to be easy with their conscience. And we must do the same. So I hope to see many of my listeners in Lexington, Virginia. I hope to see even more in Lawrence, Kansas. August 24th and 25th of 2024 for the Grand Southern Assembly. At current, the groups in attendance are the Confederate Regulators, the Southern Independence Association, CSA2, the New Confederate American Family, and the Bloody 10th Tennessee Regiment of Irish Volunteers, Camp 2324, the Sons of Confederate Veterans. We hope to soon be adding more to this list. The Anti-Federalist Party will be there as well. But we're planning to come together and come up with a grand strategy for the coming struggle. We are planning to get together and talk about campaigns and how we can move forward together to achieve our ends. And we're not just inviting the groups, we're inviting all Southern people. All Southern people are to have a voice at this assembly. We want to hear the opinions. We want to hear the arguments. We want to hear the debates. And we want to move forward together as a unified Southern people. We want to honor the good names of our ancestors. And we're trying to bring together the people who are willing to get out there and do more than just post a meme on Facebook. Our Southern Assembly, we hope, will dictate how the Southern people move forward as a whole and unified front in the face of Yankee tyranny and adversity that has been placed upon us. So again, brothers and sisters, I hope to see as many of you as possible at this event on July 31st and our event in August of 2024. Now, let me reiterate, July 31st of this month, we will be going to Washington and Lee University and hopefully making Dean Dudley feel uncomfortable for what he has done. Now, my friends and countrymen, I hope I have given you some things to think about. Hopefully, it has let some fire in your breast. And now you are going to get up and get out there. You're going to fly your flags. You didn't go to the Democratic Party headquarters. You didn't go anywhere. You didn't pick it. You didn't fly that flag. You're going to get into organizations such as CSA2 and the Southern Independence Association. And you are going to help us move forward in our fight to unify the Southern people and our fight to preserve the good name of our ancestors, keep up our statues, put up more statues. That you're going to stand shoulder to shoulder with your brothers and face the adversity that your Confederate ancestors did. Now, I hate to be rude, but if you can't do that, then you are not worthy of the name of a descendant of Confederate veterans. Sometimes people need to be talked harsh to act. Makes me uncomfortable sometimes to talk to people like this, but some things have to be said. So, my Southern brothers and sisters, remember the raid on Lawrence in 2024. We're going back on the anniversary of Quantrell's raid that my family rode in. we're going to have our Southern Assembly, then we are going to flag that town, and we're going to show the Yankees that we will come up north. Our ancestors did it, and so will we. This is a short episode. This is just another call to arms. So, this is your host, Colonel Bryce, signing off with a God bless the South.